Good morning, it's Carly and Seamus, and Monday night, Carly, a huge show on Channel 9 kicks off.
Yeah, I am obsessed with this show, Love Island Australia, and the host joins us now, Sophie Monk. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, guys. I'm glad you're excited too. I'm wetting my pants, can't wait.
Now, we're definitely going to get to Love Island Australia because there's so much to debrief there, but before we start, we have to ask you, are you one of the Masked Singers?
No, well, this is the thing. Do you understand being with a network you would run? I can't jump. Like, well, I'm not going to be on Channel 10 and 9.
I didn't think that, but people are floating your name around.
I mean, it's very. It looks like me because there's rose petals, but that could be Georgia Love, you know. Well, I'd say Sam Frost, but she's on 7. Yeah, that it's not me.
So we're ruling you out. It's a process of elimination.
Yeah, no, I'm dead set not on it. And people are like, you're good at lying. I was like, no, I'm not. Have you read my press? I'm terrible at lying. I'm not on it.
Well, listen, let's talk about Love Island, all right? I love watching Love Island. It reminds me of a bright, colourful fish tank because it's nothing but beautiful people just getting it on and having drama.
Isn't it? It's the best stuff. And the thing is, I think people kind of look at it and see the bikinis and go, oh, it's that kind of show. It's like the only thing is they're in bathers. It's actually got comedy to it. It's a reality show with, you know, you can sit back and laugh. It's like, because the voiceover, Owen, he says what you're thinking. So
yes. It's
very tongue-in-cheek as well as finding love.
Now, Sophie, speaking of love, you've found love and you've actually taken your boyfriend over to Fiji with you. Will we hear any engagement news, maybe?
Oh, it's all about Love Island right now. I don't know. But I'm pretty sure I've checked his bag. There's no ring in it unless he's hiding it somewhere else. No.
Well, you know, if you do have a fight, you can just throw him in the mix of Love Island and just throw him back, get a new one. Take one of the others in there.
Oh, what? I'll just get into Love Island too. I'll just answer next time.
Yeah, just go back in the mix, you know?
That's it.
Now, what advice would you give someone who is struggling in the love department? I mean, I am single, openly dating. Now, what advice would you give me?
You know what? Everyone's always said, when you're not looking for it, comes. And I was like, oh, whatever. I'm 38 at this point. I'm like, it's not going to happen. But it is. It's genuinely when you're like yourself. For me, it's like, I'm not trying to fill a void. I'm getting a bit deep for you, aren't I?
No,
but
I love
you know
it.
What I mean? It's like, I think God, I want it, be comfortable in yourself and you'll find the right partner.
Oh, that's really good advice.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Sophie.
Yeah, what do I think of Oprah?
Are you going to take it on, though, Seamus?
Absolutely not. No, I'm having too much fun. Well, listen, I can't wait. It's Monday night. So can you tell us what's going to happen on the first episode?
There's a twist. It's like, I can't say him. It's so annoying. I hate being that person. It's like announcing on Instagram, something's coming. But it's like, I swear to God, it's just another level this year.
Well, I can't wait, Sophie. We're definitely going to be watching. It kicks off on Channel 9, 8:45 Monday night. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, guys.